Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. The Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up $500,000 in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your Bentley.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us to Wall Street Raw on the Saturday, August 19th. As we always do, we try to get an exciting show for you with a bunch of very interesting guests, and we certainly have that today. Of course, we've got the big solar eclipse coming up on Monday, and we have two of our good friends, Art Crawford and Henry Weingarten, going to be talking about that, its impact on the markets, both present and future. Those of you who may not be familiar with me, again, Mark Leibovit, you may recognize me as one of the former elves on the old Louis Rukeyser Wall Street Week television program. Also, as a former guest, market monitor guest, with my good friend, late friend, Paul Kangas on the Nightly Business Report for about 30 years. I want to thank Swiss America for helping sponsor our program, and you'll hear spots during the show, but if you want more information on their two free books, Don't Bank on It and The War on Cash, I want you to call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for their books. Other guests on our show today include Kyle Dennis and Jeff Bishop from RagingBull.com. We had them on last couple weeks. Some great stock ideas that you want to hear from them. It is a sponsored interview, but great content. We're going to hear from our friend Sinclair No and Harry Boxer are going to be joining us later in the program as well. So we certainly have a lot to talk about during the course of this show. Of course, market's very exciting this past week. We had a bit of a decline. We've been talking about that for several weeks on this program. We are in a corrective phase in the market, so no surprises there. Probably will continue on and off here, possibly through September. Don't know how far down it's going to go. We're going to have to just sort of watch it, but I think we're still overall in a bull market, so we should be getting our powder dry for opportunities, which will be coming. Bitcoin broke out to new highs earlier in the week. We've been talking about that for quite some time. Hit $4,483 a coin. Still bullish on Bitcoin, but I think it needs to pull back here a little bit. Gold got up to 1301. We were looking for strength in gold and finding a little resistance here around that 1300 area, but it still has more to go to the upside. And we have more information, of course, at our VRTrader.com. Again, VRTrader.com website, where we talk about these markets much more specifically. So let's go on to our first guest. And we don't want to keep our guest waiting, so we're going to join our good friend Jeff Friedland. And Jeff is really an emerging market pioneer. His firm, Friedland Global Capital, was one of the first American investment banks to establish presence in China and is now on the front lines in the cannabis industry as an investor and business owner. He's author, speaker. He's CEO of a privately held company, Intiva, which has an operating business investments in the cannabis industry in California, Colorado, Israel, and Canada. He's also a member of the advisory board of OWC Pharmaceutical Research, and we're really happy to have Jeff back on the show. Thank you for joining us, Jeff.
It's great to be here today, Mark.
Thank you on a Saturday morning. I know you could be doing other things on a Saturday morning, but thank you for joining us. So, Jeff, tell us a little bit about what's happening in the emerging cannabis market, and particularly what's going on in Israel, where all that great research is occurring. That's really, I think, what our listeners want to hear about.
Well, I think that, you know, most people aren't really aware of the role that Israel has had in cannabis research, and that goes back several decades to the work done by Professor Raphael Meshulam, who at the time was a young chemist at Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And he isolated THC, THC being the psychoactive cannabinoid that, you know, both gives us the high as well as providing many medical benefits. So Meshulam did that work really, really early on in Israel. As we know, cannabis is illegal federally in the United States. So it hasn't been possible to do research in the United States. And some of Meshulam's work was then funded after he did that by NIH, the National Institutes of Health, here in the United States, the U.S. government funding the Israelis to do research that couldn't be done here, Mark. So that's the background on this.
And you're involved with these two and very interesting companies. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing to help promote.
I first got involved in Israel back in the early summer of 2014, which, Mark, seems like ages ago in this cannabis industry. But, you know, came to the conclusion that and saw that Israel was where all the science was being done. And now there's being some science done in other places, you know, some being done here in the United States, despite the difficulty and legal challenges, and some being done in Canada, and some obviously being done in Europe. But Israel still is where I believe most of the real pharmaceutical research is being done, as well as a lot of the research on the plant side itself, as far as genetics. So Intiva, the company you mentioned, Intiva Inc., invested in a couple Israeli companies back in 14. We're still owners of OWC Pharmaceutical Research, that's OWCP. I'm an advisor to the company, as you mentioned. And, you know, they're doing some interesting things. It's a publicly traded company here in the U.S. OWC has a proprietary psoriasis cream that they're seeking to commercialize in market, and they're also doing some other very interesting research, very early stage and preclinical on multiple myeloma, you know, that they're hoping to continue with. You know, it's interesting, Mark, that when we, especially when we look at over-the-counter stocks here in the U.S. or even Canadian cannabis stocks, there's not a lot of patient investors out there. You know, people want to see news releases every week. And I think as this cannabis industry, Mark, proceeds, people have got to understand that if you're talking about where I think the real money is going to be made, which is on real pharmaceutical research, you have to be patient. You're not going to have news out every week. You're talking about preclinical work, clinical work. You're talking about getting drugs approved as real drugs, as opposed to what we find here in the U.S. I live in, obviously, in Colorado, you know, walking into a marijuana store and getting recommendations on medical marijuana from a bud tender who is usually very passionate but maybe didn't graduate high school. So there's really going to be a shakeout and a break between, you know, so-called medical marijuana offered here in the U.S. by state license regimes and what companies in Israel and elsewhere can do on what the real pharmaceutical side. Because
Jeffrey, you only have about 30 seconds, so tell us a little bit about your book. You had this great book, The World's Most Misunderstood Plant.
My book, Marijuana, The World's Most Misunderstood Plant, I came out with a couple years ago. It's a good introduction to the plant, the history, medical side. It's available in print and Kindle at Amazon. It's sort of become, Mark, as you know, my business card, and I wrote it because I go into a meeting a few years ago. Nobody knew anything about this plant because the industry had been illegal for so long. So it's a quick intro to the plant, Mark.
If our listeners want to get in touch with you, Jeff, what's the best way?
The best thing is Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, at jeffreyfriedland.com. That's Jeffrey at jeffreyfriedland.com. Or they can phone me at 646-450-8909.
Thank you, Jeffrey, for joining us. And, we're going to have Jeffrey back on again. He's on the show a few weeks ago, again, talking about this emerging area. And, of course, I'm a bit biased because I published the, among many letters, the Cannabis Vice Letter, which we launched over 3 years ago. And I keep telling the story about when I was up in Canada in early 2014 at the World Outlook Conference. And they thought I was nuts when I recommended marijuana stocks back then. But let's, of course, see what happens since. Don't touch your dial. We'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebovitz. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
You know, here we are talking about the CIA, the NSA, and top intelligence agencies. All of our sensitive secrets can be hacked. We now know that safety and privacy of our finances are over. I mean, how safe and private do you think your finances are sitting in the cyber world? Who hacked them? How about your stock accounts, your saving accounts, even your 401ks? Frankly, that's why I turned to Swiss America for answers about protecting the savage household finances and privacy. One book explained it all. Don't bank on it. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. It's a free book on exactly the topic we're talking about. And you'll learn how to protect your money against what even the CIA cannot protect. Please do it now. It's free. It's a book. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. For a free copy of the book, Don't Bank on It. 800-289-2646.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovich, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovich.
Welcome back our good friend Kyle Dennis, who's the Chief Biotech Strategist for RagingBull.com. Kyle's been kind enough to spend another couple minutes with us on our program this Saturday. And Kyle, we had some interesting stocks we talked about last couple of weeks, in particular Nektar Therapeutics and Amicus Therapeutics. That's NKTR and FOLD. I think you want to update those a little bit.
Yeah, so mainly I wanted to update on a stock, Amicus Therapeutics, and we talked about that FOLD. They saw some really large call buying activity, which I thought was really interesting since they have some phase three data coming out in the late third quarter. And since that call activity, the stock has risen from about $11.50 when we talked about it last time on your show to over $12.50, actually, a few days ago, hit a high of almost $13. So seeing some nice activity in that one so far, ahead of their phase three epidermolysis data and their phase 1-2 Pompe disease data, both which are coming out in the late third quarter. And then NKTR also is up a little bit since we talked about it, and they'll be presenting their cancer data at a conference called ESMO, ESMO conference on September 9th. So I'm happy that both are performing very well, and I just wanted to note that call activity on fold, which I thought was really interesting.
And what's great is that these are not overnight trades, so our listeners can watch as they move higher into these events. That's great, great news. What about EIGR? You had mentioned off air that you want to talk about that.
Right. So EIGR is Eiger Therapeutics, and full disclosure, I have a small position in Eiger that I just bought yesterday. But Eiger Biopharmaceuticals, they have a lot of data coming up, a phase two trial for hepatitis delta virus, which is going to come out in, on October 20th to the 24th at a conference. Mm-hmm. And then they have some phase two pulmonary arterial hypertension data coming out at the beginning of next year, January 8th to 11th at the big J.P. Morgan healthcare conference. So those are two things I'm looking at there. And I'm looking to build into a position over the next 2 to 3 weeks to get a little bit of a bigger position ahead of that October 20th to 24th data that they'll be releasing. So I like that opportunity there.
That's great. And for our listeners, Kyle is the biotech strategist for Raging Bull, but he also is co-founder of biotechbreakouts.com, where he seeks to capture big percentage gains with minimizing risk. So it's great to have you on the show. Thank you, Kyle, Dennis, and our listeners can reach you at ragingbull.com or biobreakouts.com, correct?
Biotech breakouts, but Raging Bull is correct as well.
Thank you for joining us, Kyle Dennis. We'll be back with us next week with an update. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you too, Mark.
Welcome back, Jeff Bishop, to Wall Street Raw. Jeff is the founder of several popular financial websites, including TopStockPicks.com and RagingBull.com. He's also a lifetime member of the elite Mensa organization and holds 2 degrees from the University of Texas in Finance and Economics, and he's a top-ranked, widely followed author on Seeking Alpha. Really a pleasure having you back on the show, Jeff.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Well, last week we talked about the VIX and UVXY because the market got a little overdone to the downside, and you were looking for a little reversal there, which did happen.
Yeah, I mean, volatility had a huge decline early last week after a major run going into the end of the week. So if you were able to catch a short on volatility within a couple of days, you could have made a huge score. I know a lot of our members got big profits on UVXY puts and also with trading XIV, which was the ETF to short with.
And now, since then, the market, as you know, took a big nosedive here the last couple of days, and we saw a spike in the VIX. So are we back in the same position again, or no?
Yeah, I don't think this is one that you really want to fade too much. So volatility typically will take a big run, like it just did. It was coming off such low levels that it made a huge run off of that as shorts started to scramble. And then it dipped early last week. And then we're seeing a little rally again here trying to test the recent highs. But I don't think this is the time you really want to get too aggressive on the VIX shorts here. So I'd stay away from it right now. I think right now you might want to look at shorting bonds. I think they're a little too far ahead of themselves at the moment. So we're looking at puts on the TLT, which is it tracks the bond index, and we're looking at a short-term pullback in bonds. I think the TLT could see about a $2 pullback in the next week or two.
There's also an inverse ETF for the bonds, too. Isn't that TNT? Would that be a play?
Yep, TNT is a great one. I like TBT as a trade on the short side, too, for short-term trading.
Okay. So I guess investors jumped in as a hedge against the market decline. And does that imply that the stocks might rally here a little bit?
You know, I think there's a good chance they could rally a little bit. But fundamentally and technically, I think the market is broken here. We traded well below the 200 hourly. And as a short-term trader, you really have to look at that indicator. We've clearly gone behind the 200 hourly, which is the first time that's happened in quite a while. So I think the market did a lot of damage here. I would short any rally in the market. So I would not be too aggressive here. I'd be looking to take profits if you want on these pops. And if you're really aggressive, look to short these rallies. I don't think they're going to hold too long.
Thank you for joining us again, Jeff Bishop from TopStockPicks.com and RagingBull.com. And we'll have you back next week. And really appreciate you spending a few moments with us on our show.
All right. Have a great week. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, thank you, Jeff and Kyle, both from RagingBull.com, and both sponsored interviews, but provided great content for our show. If you've been tracking some of their recommendations, have really worked out, particularly for the short-term traders out there. But you know, we try to take both perspectives here, both short-term and near-term, and now we're looking at the market in a somewhat predictable, seasonal, corrective phase. No surprise here. The old expression, sell may go away, I guess, comes into play, though even though we've stayed stronger than the May period. But here we are, and looking at the S&P, next big number to the downside is around 2385, and we close at 2425, and we'll just have to watch that big support number. If we get down there, we probably should, but let's see how it unfolds. Dow Industrials closed at 21,674. 21,000 seems reasonable. That's about 700 points lower, and then beyond that, we'll just have to evaluate it, because we really don't know if this is a 2-3% correction, 5%, 10%. You know, history says a lot could happen in this time frame, so we're just going to monitor it. But the basic view is I think we're going to come out of it to the upside, so we should be getting ready to do some buying. Don't touch your dial. We'll be back right after the break.
Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Back, our good friend and regular guest Sinclair Noe from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the incomparable blog eatthebankers.com. Good morning, Sinclair. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mark. Always a pleasure.
Well, off air, we're talking about Jamie Dimon, and I know we always talk about Chase Bank and banks behaving badly, or maybe this week they were good because there was no striking story. But what's going on with Jamie and the Business Council?
Well, as you probably know, Jamie Dimon is chairman of the Business Roundtable.
Okay.
And Dimon was one of many business leaders this week who came out and voiced their opinion on the situation in Charlottesville. Dimon said the racist behavior on display by these perpetrators of hate should be condemned and has no place in the country that draws strength from our diversity and humanity. Well, that was the Business Roundtable. Meanwhile, we saw the President's Manufacturing Council disband, the Strategy and Policy Council disband, the Infrastructure Council never really even got going. You had a diverse group of business leaders from Intel to Merck to 3M to the ACLU to General Motors to Blackstone Group and BlackRock, on and on and on, one after another, basically saying we can't put up with the president on this issue, and they would step away from it. This is a very toxic issue for the Trump administration, and I've never seen a group of business people serving in an advisory role like this and then stepping away. I tried to research some corporate history, and apparently this has never happened before in this country. So, I mean, you've got a situation where Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase is giving lessons in morality, right? Okay.
Yeah, the question is, would they have done this with Obama? It seems like this divisiveness is just beyond the pale, and look at the Republican Party not even supporting their own president, but we can spend hours talking about that subject, so it's wild.
I think that it's just a matter of Trump crossed a line here. I think if Obama had done this, they would have done the same thing. Racism is not good business. Plain and simple. It is bad business, and these are business people. First and foremost, these are not humanitarians. These these are not, saints. They're business people. Racism is bad business.
Okay, that makes sense. Meanwhile, this week, Sinclair, we had the Federal Reserve releasing its minutes. Let's talk a little bit what's going on there. And we had some interesting comments coming from Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer afterwards.
Yeah, as we know, the Federal Reserve in their last FOMC meeting left interest rates unchanged. They released the minutes of the July 25th and 26th FOMC meeting. It appears that they are going to be ready to start reducing their $4.5 trillion portfolio of Treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities. The decision to leave rates unchanged at the last meeting was unanimous. The problem is inflation, or the lack thereof. The Fed has been wanting to normalize monetary policy, but inflation just is not going along with that scenario. We've got some decent economic growth, not runaway, and certainly inflation should, you would think, be a little bit higher now, but it's just not. So the Federal Reserve may have to rethink raising interest rates, perhaps at the September meeting, perhaps at the December meeting. It may get pushed into next year, for that matter, before we see another one. I think they're going to go ahead with trimming the portfolio, but it's looking a little bit iffy if they do an interest rate hike in December. Meanwhile, Fed Vice Chairman Stan Fischer called efforts on Washington to rescind regulations mind-boggling. He said it took 80 years after 1930 to have another financial crisis that could have been of the magnitude of what we had 10 years ago. And now 10 years after that, everybody wants to go back to the status quo before the great financial crisis. And he said, I find that extremely dangerous and extremely short-sighted.
Sinclair, we ran out of time. Thank you so much. Great insights, Sinclair Noh from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the blog EatTheBankers.com. Speak to you next Saturday. Have a great week, Sinclair. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome back our good friend and regular guest, Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. Henry is kind enough to give us a little bit of a market update each week and making some terrific calls, including the nosedive we had this past week in the market, Henry.
Yes, no question about it, plus the little rally on Monday and Tuesday.
As you said, we're singing along and the market's playing a song here for you.
Absolutely. Question. So there's a couple of questions. Of course, is how long is it going to be down for and what is it going to? And when do we see, 21,500? When do we see 21,000? That type of thing. Well, first of all, you got to know that basically between with the eclipse coming up Monday, and it's not going to be what most people think, but in any case, between now and the first, that we expect one significant sort of down move. So that's sort of coming up. We're pleased to see gold over 1,300. It took the test of Monday and Tuesday quite well, but it's got a lot of resistance at 1,310, 1,325 area. So basically, it's, if you hedged yourself as we recommended, you're fine. If you didn't, you can raise, some cash. You can go to sleep and ignore it all because, we'll be up at the end of October and November. And until then, it's summertime, so markets go up and down. It's great for traders, but, we're more likely to go down than up short term, but medium term, we're more likely to go up and down. So what do you like? What do you want to do?
Let's talk a little bit about silver. Silver's been underperforming gold a little bit, or is that still following your scenario?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, copper's done a lot better than silver, but it's an economic metal. So as long as people have this foolish idea that the U.S. economy is not doing well, though the global economy, they'll keep silver down. But as time goes on, I think they'll realize that nonsense about that the economies are weak won't be the case, and then silver will move up. I mean, it's more likely to be up next year than this year. But gold is, remember, silver is to gold what the NASDAQ is to the market. So it's down, but I mean, it's a great place to buy. $16, $17 silver is certainly going to go, belongs at least to 20, so you have a 10% move, whereas gold belongs around 1380, so you only have a 5% move. So on the upside, you have more on the silver there if you want to hold it 6 months to a year, for sure.
What about crude oil?
crude oil under, you know, basically 48 was is a critical area. Crude oil is going to do very well fourth quarter. If you could wait till, you know, November, December, October. Until then, it's, you know, maybe we'll test down to 44. Maybe 48 will hold. But if you're willing to take a three-month view, you'll make money on that, absolutely. I mean, it's got some very powerful stuff next year. It's got some very powerful stuff on the fourth quarter. So, but, you know, the stocks haven't gone down that much for good reason. But in this move down, they might. I mean, we certainly like it. We certainly think they're good to buy. I mean, there's a lot of good commodity stuff. Copper is very good next year, and it's done very well, surprisingly, even earlier. The market's been anticipating it. So there's a lot of places you can put your money to work, but you've got to have some cash to do it.
Thank you again, Henry, for the great insights. Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund will be back with us again next week, and thank you again for joining us.
My pleasure.
You are listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Leibovit. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp VetHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw and the final segment with Mark Leibovit. Now, here's the elf himself.
And a regular guest, Harry Boxer from the TechTrader.com. As you may already know, but I'll let you know again, it's a live trading room featuring his live trading alerts and technical market analysis. And Harry's only been doing this about 50 years. He's a great stock picker and author of the book Profitable Day in Swing Trading, which was named by Stock Traders Almanac as a 2015 Best Investment Book of the Year. Harry, thank you again for joining us.
My pleasure being here, of course.
Okay, so we had a big nosedive in the market, and we're following that seasonal pattern we had speculated about, and doesn't appear we're out of the woods yet. So how do you read it?
Well, exactly. You know, this is nothing but a technical bounce as of now. The market was oversold on a short-term basis. For now, I think the... it was an opportunity to day trade. We had a 9-point trade on the UVXY yesterday. That was, you know, if you're on the right side, it doesn't really matter. We're day traders at techtrader.com and swing traders, but, you know, from a day trade standpoint, there's always stocks moving up and down in the market, so we can take advantage of. Now, from a market standpoint, we got a little bit oversold. We got down at the bottom of the channels. This is actually the fifth wave down off the high on the NDX, NASDAQ, the NASDAQ 100. The S&P, though, is a little bit different configuration. It looks more like a three-wave decline. Either way, I expected the market to bounce, but I'm also concerned about the time of year, several cycle tops, and there's a lot of other factors coming all into the juxtaposition at this point that would indicate some extreme volatility. And then there's, of course, an eclipse on Monday. You never know what we're going to get with this market, but I think the close today will be important. Right now, it looks like a very strong rally underway. We got all the indices back in the plus column, and NASDAQ 100 is up nearly 26, and that's a 52-point rally off the low. So we've gone from down 26 to up 26.
What about the gold market? We had a nice little pop. Gold finally got back to 1,300.
Yeah, and it backed off, which is normal psychological. Some of the stocks that I'm following. I just actually put out a swing trade today on Newmont. I haven't put a gold stock out in a long time, but I just like the base to break out the little flag it developed. I think you'll see that stock at 36 and 42 in the next few months. Those are my targets. I also feel like, the JNUG is tradable on a daily basis. And, of course, you know, we're following that little stock, USA Gold. But there's a lot of gold opportunities, golden opportunities in stocks and commodity-related ETFs as well on a daily basis. Then there's a lot of low-priced tech stocks I think are still undervalued.
We have about 30 seconds. You have a couple that you can mention?
Yeah, I like KOP and Copen. I think the story is great. The chart is building up nicely. It's in a consolidation frame of mind. I think for a stock that's trading about 375, it could double from here over the next several months. And also AUDC, Audio Codes. I think there's something brewing there that could get this to 9 or 10 pretty soon. It's trading at 6 and 3 quarters. So there's opportunities out there. Right now, as I speak to you, the markets are at the rally highs for the day and pulling away. Pretty interesting day.
Thank you, Harry. Harry Boxer from thetechtrader.com, and we'll tune in next week and see what's cooking at the TechTrader trading desk. Thanks again.
Yep, look forward to talking to you again. Bye-bye.
Welcome back, my good friend, for many years and nationally and internationally recognized market strategist, Arch Crawford, joining us again here on Wall Street Raw this Saturday morning. Arch, thank you again. And I know last time we spoke about the big solar eclipse coming up Monday, but update us there if you have time, and let's talk a little bit about the market.
Okay. Well, on the eclipse, we have a minor Mars-Uranus aspect on the same day. So I wouldn't be surprised if that day is violent in some fashion somewhere in the world. The fact that the eclipse is going all the way across America is that we're going to be involved in much of the meaning of the eclipse, which to me, the eclipse has some good sides to it. It is the best possible aspect to the planet Uranus, and a good aspect, one-seventh of the circle to Jupiter. So it's not going to be all bad, but I do believe there'll be a great deal of violence involved in, I said in the letter, 10 to 17 days before and after, in particular. And then later, when other planets aspect the eclipse point, and I wrote about all that in my August newsletter. In the meantime, we got a short-term sell signal on the stock market on the 4th of August when we had 3 days in a row with the New York Exchange new lows being over 40 3 days in a row. And we also got MACD sells on both the, I think it was the Dow and the S&P, but not the NASDAQ. The MACD is a momentum study, and on the daily charts, they went negative quite some time ago now. So that's my short-term opinion is going with that. We are short in the S&P in the newsletter, and the S&P E-minis on the hotlines. And I happen to have a few puts myself, but there's no guarantee this will continue, but I believe it will because Monday could be rather startling in some ways.
Arch, really appreciate the insight. We have a short segment. I really appreciate the update, and everybody's holding their breath for Monday's eclipse, so thank you for the insight. Arch Crawford from Crawford Perspectives. If you want more information, go to CrawfordPerspectives.com. Thank you, Arch.
Very good, sir.
Thank you, Arch. Thank you, Henry. Thank you, Jeff Friedland. Thank you, Kyle Bishop and Dennis, Jeff Bishop, Sinclair No, and Henry Weingarten for all being with us on the show today. I want to remind you, if you still want those free books, you should want them, The Secret War in Cash and Don't Bank on It. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for their two great books, Don't Bank on It and The Secret War in Cash. And as we do each week, we close our show as we always do, as our friend Ed Hart used to do on the old Financial News Network back in the 1980s and 1990s when he said, as we do, we will know in the fullness of time.
Thank you for listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week elf, Mark Leibovich. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,